So as we focus on questions 40 through 44 in the Heidelberg Catechism, the focus is on the death of Christ. And so the first question that's raised in question 40 is, why was it necessary? The focus is on the necessity. Why was it necessary for Christ to suffer death? Why did he have to die? And the answer is, because the wages or the payment of sin is death. And so therefore the justice of God, the truth of God, the holiness of God demands, requires satisfaction for our sins. And since that satisfaction is death, therefore it no other way than by the death of the Son of God. In the garden, on the night he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus Christ prayed to the Father. And in that prayer, he asked if there was any other way. And the answer was, there was no other way. There had to be the satisfaction of justice. In our catechism earlier, there's at least three passages that speak about the satisfaction that is required for sin. In the first part of the catechism, it speaks about the law of God, and at the same point in time, it speaks about the necessity for satisfaction of our sins, or of justice because of our sins, and that was through Jesus Christ. Secondly, why do we confess the burial of Jesus Christ? Why is it necessary to do so? Because some have, in church history, some have said that Jesus really didn't die, but he did die, and there's multiple witnesses to his death, from the spear being thrust into his heart, and summarized here in the burial, that he truly did die. They buried him. So then the question goes, since Christ died for us, what about our death? We all are destined to die, but our death is not a satisfaction for our sins. We praise God that that is what Christ has accomplished. But what we are when we die, we are dying, it says, to sin. No more sin. We are entering into eternal life and glory. And so, in that sense, death is victory. Death is a blessing to leave this sin-cursed world and enter into eternal glory. To be absent from the body, Paul says, is to be with the Lord. There are blessings in eternity that we enter into. And so, death is not something we fear. We talked about this last week from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. For the believer in Christ, the term is sleep. The term is rest, resting in and sleeping in Christ. And so it is that death still is here. The last enemy that Jesus will conquer is death, and we look forward to that. What further benefit do we receive from the sacrifice and death of Christ on the cross, that by his power the old man is with him crucified, slain, and buried? Praise God for that, that we died with Christ. And Paul in Romans chapter 6 will expound on that, 6 and chapter 7 and chapter 8. We have died. And I remember preaching a sermon a while back, when did you die? And the answer is, when Christ died, when I was born again, when I was regenerated. And so, believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you died with Christ. You were raised with Christ. And so, the old man is dead. Therefore, we are commanded by Scripture to put that man, that old man, to death. Put off the old man, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new man, which is created after Christ in righteousness and true holiness. And so I have the ability to overcome my flesh. It no longer must reign over me, but I over it. He has overcome. We are called, as it says, to offer unto him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. And so Paul goes into great detail in Ephesians chapters 4 through 6, or Romans chapters 12 through 16, that our life now is a life of thankfulness for what Christ has done. Then we come to question number 44, and this is a challenging question. Historically, why do we need to add, "and he descended into hell"? And the answer, I love this answer in the Catechism, that in my greatest temptation, notice it's the focus on the benefits that I receive from his descent, I may be sure that Christ my Lord, by his inexpressible anguish, pains, and terrors which he suffered in his soul on the cross, notice that statement here, on the cross and before, has redeemed me from the anguish and torments of hell. And if you look in the scripture texts that are drawn from, in particular, Psalm 18, "The sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me." Again, Psalm 116, "The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold on me. I found trouble and sorrow." In these two psalms, the psalmist is alive, and yet he's describing the sufferings that he's experienced as death and as the grave. And so the statement concerning his descending into hell, in a sense, was his incarnation was a descent into hell. He came down into this sin-cursed, rebellious, warring world. It was hell on earth for the Lord Jesus Christ. And all the time that he lived in life, and especially at the end of his life. And so we understand his sufferings in his soul on the cross and before has redeemed me from the anguish and torment of hell. Not only the hell here on earth, but also the eternal hell that God created for the devil and his angels. And so we thank you, Lord Jesus, once again, for coming, for descending into hell to save us and to prepare us for heaven.